Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A shooting standoff in Pittsburgh has reportedly turned deadly. WTAE and WPXI TV report two police officers have died after being shot in a standoff at a house. Reports say two others were wounded. Both stations also report the suspect has now surrendered. It all began when police responded to a domestic call this morning. The gunman and at least one other person were apparently holed up inside the house. A police SWAT team and negotiators were sent to the site. One local affiliate reported as many as 80 shots fired between people in the house and police officers. NATO allies in Afghanistan are committing 3,000 combat troops and 400 more paramilitary trainers to the fight against the Taliban. President Obama says it shows the alliance is committed to the goals he has set for Afghanistan. He already had ordered a deployment of 21,000 more U.S. troops to Afghanistan next year, and that includes 17,000 combat forces. North Korea may be ready to fire off a rocket. This is a satellite image of the launch pad. The launch window opened and closed today with no action. Officials in neighboring South Korea suspect bad weather and poor planning delayed the launch, but it's still too early to tell. But tomorrow could see North Korea launching what they're calling a satellite. But the U.S. and its allies in the region believe it's a test of a long-range ballistic missile. It's the beginning of the end for the college basketball season. This weekend, Detroit hosts the NCAA Final Four. Up first tonight, Michigan State appearing in its fifth Final Four in 11 years. It will have a home court advantage as they go head-to-head with the top seed UConn in the first semifinal. The highly favored North Carolina Tar Heels take on the Villanova Wildcats in the second game of the night. The Tar Heels are making their record 18th appearance in the Final Four. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.